And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another adventure on Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to open an Italian Chianti that I just discovered at our local wine store in Blakeney. As you know, I like to shop at the local wine store in the Blakeney area near my house, and we're going to try it out tonight. I have never tasted this wine before. Never tried it before. We're going to try it for the first time. I haven't found very much on this wine. A little bit, not a whole lot, but it should be interesting. I like a really good Chianti, and Chiantis go really well with a lot of different foods, so this should be interesting. I have a few foods to pair it up with. We're going to try it out and see how it works tonight. I want to say, if you're just joining us for the first time, this is, of course, Drink with Rick. It's kind of a stream of consciousness kind of show. We talk about a lot of things. We toast birthdays, anniversaries, national days. We just sit back and have a good time. I love to interact with everyone in the chat. So please join me in the chat. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking. Tell me what you'd like to see me drinking. And I'll take recommendations. In fact, send me a bottle of wine. I'll review it. I'll give it a fair and honest review. We are available at drinkwithrick.com. That's the website. The official website is drinkwithrick.com. Of course, you can watch this on Facebook, live on Facebook, or on our Facebook page at Drink with Rick. You can watch it live on YouTube. We have a chat going on YouTube as well. That live stream is going there at Drink with Rick. And you can catch it on Twitch at Drink with Rick. I changed the name from Savoya Media to Drink with Rick 1, so you can catch it on Twitch at Drink with Rick 1. We're under the food and drink category, I believe, if you're into Twitch. And we're also on Periscope, so you can catch us on Twitter, live on Twitter, at Drink with Rick. At Drink with Rick on Twitter. Follow me there on Twitter, and you can watch me live. Even if you're not really following me, you can still look me up on Twitter and follow me there. And I'll respond to your tweets. Also, drinkwithrick.com. We are streaming this live on the website at drinkwithrick.com. And of course, you can always contact me at the email address down below here, rick@savoyamedia.com. And, you know, I don't have a chat set up on the Drink with Rick website, but if you can leave comments, if you go to the actual page where the stream is happening, you can comment in the comments below, and I will read those and respond in time. Anyway, tonight, this is kind of a special event, special night for my family and myself. We're having kind of a celebration week, and I'll explain that in a few minutes. But before we do that, let's check and see who's with us in the chat. Frosty has joined us in the chat. Frosty, it's always great to see you. Frosty's a regular here at Drink with Rick in the chat. Please don't be afraid to chime in the chat. Tell me how you're doing. I want to know how you're what you're up to and how you're doing. I hope you're doing very well, Frosty, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here with me. Anything going on in CM Sender has joined us in the chat. That's my daughter, Tia. And she says, "Hi, Dad. It's Tia watching through YouTube." Well, thank you, Tia. Thanks for watching. And, you know, I'm going to toast you later as well. She's had a special day this week. Also, my beautiful daughter and talented daughter, Tia. By the way, Tia does our graphics. And she's also done a special graphic for me. I'm going to show that to you later, too. I'm really excited about this. That's something that actually is in the background. I don't know if you can see it right now, but I'll talk about a little bit more about it, and I'll give you a closer look at it in a little bit. I'm pretty excited about it. I think she did a fine job with it. Let's see who's on Twitch. Anything going on Twitch? Nothing at the moment, but hey, I'm watching the chat, so feel free to join in. And feel free to contact me on Twitter. You can tweet me on Twitter. And Tommy's checking it out on Twitter too. It's my dad, Drink with Rick's birthday, so hop on the stream and wish him a happy one. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that. And it is. But before we go too far into all that, let me introduce the wine. And this is going to be a little easier for me tonight, I think. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is a Fattoria di Samontana. Vittoria di Samentana. It's a 2018. This is an Italian wine. This is a like a Sangiovese, but it's a little bit of a blend, Sangiovese and something else. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But this is interesting because this comes from Italy, imported from Italy. But there's something else that's a little bit interesting about this wine is that it is made with organic grapes, and the fermentation process, supposedly, according to the winery, the fermentation process itself is organic. And I really have been looking forward to trying more organic organic or naturally fermented wines as opposed to wines where they introduce a lot of the you know, they put more sulfites in there to kind of really do more with the fermentation. Of course, that kind of ups the alcohol content in these wines. So this is really more of a natural alcohol content. Really, really excited about drinking this. Let me give you a look at the backside. I'm going to read the back of this wine. This is Vittorio di Samentana. Forgive my Italian, because even though I am of Italian descent, I don't really speak the language. You can find out more about this wine at VittoriaDiSamentana.com, and I have looked on there. We're going to take a look at it in a minute. This is a Chianti. It says, wine born from natural fermentation of yeast, unfiltered and not clarified. And it's red wine made with organic grapes, certified organic by BIOS. That's certbios.it. Imported by Grand Cru Selections, New York, New York. It is a product of Italy. 13% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle. So I am anxious to try this wine. I think it's going to be pretty good. And to pair this wine tonight, I have some interesting foods. I have spaghetti and meatballs, and this actually came from Buca di Beppo. If you're familiar with Buca di Beppo, this actually came from there. We had a little bit of celebration last night, and I'll go into that a little bit later. But we have that, and we have some beef summer sausage. I think this is from Hickory Farms, and also some cheddar from Hickory Farms. And we have my Gouda, my favorite Gouda from Trader Joe's. This is the Trader Joe's creamy Gouda, which we have not had a miss yet on any of the wines we tried, and we tried it with a lot of different wines, and some crackers. We have some interesting crackers from Hickory Farms as well, so we're gonna try that out. Anyway, so let's get into the wine itself. Let's get into opening the bottle of wine. And to do so, I have my trusty foil cutter here. You know, let me get a closer shot of that. There we go. Oop. Let's get to the foil cutter. Open that up. And last week, I almost took it a lot out of shape a little bit trying to, what was it last week? Yeah, we tried to open up the, when we opened up that other bottle, that other wine that I had last week. Now, to get the cork out, I have my trusty corkscrew contraption here, and I'm going to get this. Hopefully it won't be a it's a little awkward because I'm sitting. I really should be standing when I'm doing this, but of course, obviously, I'm sitting. It came out fairly easily. Much easier than last week. This thing last week, that little fat little bottle with the really, really wide mouth for the bottle, and it had a really, really wide cork in there that was a little bit tough to get out. It was really difficult. I was a little concerned at first. I wasn't going to be able to get it out easily, even with the mechanical corkscrew, but this did the job, and I'm glad it did, because I don't know that I could have done it by myself, especially sitting here, you know, with a manual hand corkscrew. Anyway, to pour it, we're going to use, of course, my aerator, my trusty aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set, which you can purchase for $19.99 at on Amazon. I have a link on my website at drinkwithrick.com for that, and also you can buy it by itself, and I think it's only about $12.99, $13.99, something like that. You can buy it by itself. And, of course, I have to hold the wine. I have my Cooper's Hawk, genuine crystal wine glass from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. We're going to give this a little bit of a pour. I'm going to pour a little bit and see how it goes. There we go. Just pour a little bit in there to taste it with. Not too much. And it's kind of a medium-bodied wine. Sort of a medium body. Looks pretty clear. And I don't see any sediment in it, per se. Now, I would expect a little bit of sediment in this wine because if it's done naturally, if it's a natural fermentation, well, they may have... it says clarified, so I'm not sure exactly what that means. Maybe that just means they've cleaned it up a little bit. But it is a 2018, so it probably hasn't been in the bottle long enough to really sit there too long. We'll see. We'll see. Give it a good little swirl. And looks like it's got some tears into it. Now, the thing is about the tears is it really kind of tells you more about the alcohol content, but it's really more fun to do than it is anything really useful. Okay. So it's just something that people like to do and say, oh, look at the tears. Oh, this wine has legs, you know? And, you know, okay. I guess it has legs, huh? But, okay. Big deal. The important thing is what it tastes like. And if it's a really good wine, you know, I smell some, black cherry notes, and smells a little on the earthy side. I wonder if it tastes earthy. It's very, very, it's not too berry, but I smell mostly the black cherry. Interesting. Well, we'll go to taste in a minute. Let me let it breathe for just a moment. And while we're doing that, let's pull up some more information about this wine. So, according to Wine Searcher, I looked up the prices on this wine on Wine Searcher, and there's not a whole lot on this wine. Like I said, I did purchase this from a wine store, and that's winestore-online.com, and we have a number of stores there in our area. There are a number of stores, and it's pretty much based in this general area. They just opened one a couple of months ago in the Raleigh-Durham area, I believe. So I haven't been up there to visit it yet. I have been up to Durham, not lately, but I think it was just after the open, but I didn't have a chance to go by and check it out. But they have one right in our area, and it's a little tiny store. I understand that some of the other stores around the area are much, much larger. One of these days, I'm going to have to visit some of those. It's just that this one's kind of convenient for me to go to, and the people there are great. The people there are just really, really fantastic. And... let's see. Let me find out more about this wine. I did pull up a, if I can find it again, where to go? I pulled up a tech sheet on this wine, call it a tech sheet. And it says, and this is directly from their website, and I'm reading this off the tech sheet now. It says, the most typical and traditional wine of the estate. This is a classic young Chianti, fresh and lively, light to medium-bodied, organic and biodynamic viticulture. It is 90% Sangiovese, Canniolo, 10% Canniolo. The extension of the vineyard is 10 hectares. Vine training system. Gio and Cordone Spironato. Average density per hectare is 4,000. I believe that's 4,000 vines per hectare. So that's how dense the number of vines there in that area. Average age of the vines is between 15 and 40 years. The harvest is 100% manual. That means they don't use any equipment and any heavy equipment or any farming equipment, mechanical equipment to harvest the grapes with. The grapes are picked by hand. And there's an important reason for that, a couple of important reasons for that. And one is because you don't want to damage any of the grapes. You want to pick them when they're right, when they're just right. And when they go through and they pick the grapes, they're kind of inspecting them to make sure that, oh, okay, this is ready to be picked. This is not. This is ready to be picked. This is not. This is almost ready to be picked. Give it a couple, give it a little more time in the vine. But when they're inspecting these grapes, they're making sure that each one of those grapes is really ready to become wine and ready to be picked just right, just at the right time. That's very, very important. And also, of course, you know, with mechanical equipment or doing anything else like that, you know, you risk damaging the grapes or the skins or the vines or whatever, you know, just never know. So hand picked, it's a good thing. That means there's a lot of care in getting the grapes off the vine. And that also means that if they're doing that, then they're probably taking a lot of care in the fermentation process and in the process of creating the wine. The vinification, maceration, and slow spontaneous fermentation on its own yeast in glazed cement tanks with frequent pump-overs and punch-downs. Aged in steel and concrete vats, the wine is bottled without filtration. So, the question I was asking before, okay, I don't really see any sediment, so there's no filtration here, which means that this wine pretty much is, at least according to the text sheet here, this wine is indeed natural and naturally, you know, aging in this bottle. So they say the average annual production is 20,000 bottles, which isn't really a whole lot when you think about worldwide distribution of this type of wine. It's packaging in 75-liter Bordelaise bottle or a 0.75-liter, which is 750-milliliter Bordelaise bottle, and a 1.5-liter Magnum Bordelaise traditional straw-strapped fiasco, ranging from 1 liter to 1.5 liters. Now, what that means is the straw wrap fiasco. Have you ever seen those traditional, those old style Chianti bottles? I've got a picture of one somewhere. I don't have it in front of me, but you know, you've got the little straw baskety thing that goes around the bottle. The bottle's sort of it's kind of round at the bottom, it has a straw basket around. I purchase those sometimes. That's what they're talking about, that type of a bottle. So this looks like it's going to be an interesting wine to drink. I'm excited to try this out. So 90% Sangiovese. Let's see. What we paid for this. I paid. Let me go back to that screen here where all the prices. Prices range online from between. Where are the prices on this thing? I think what I saw was I think the most expensive price was like $200-something a case. That's 12 bottles in the case, which means it was about over $20 a bottle. And I think the range was $20.99 a bottle, I think. And then I lost my page here on with all the pricing, but as I recall, it was $20 a bottle, $18 a bottle, I think was next lowest. And then between $15 and $18 a bottle from there all around. And I'll tell you what I paid for it. I purchased it at Wine Store and I paid, drum roll please, for the Fattoria di Samentana, I paid $14.99 for this 750-milliliter bottle. So that's about, it's a decent price. So compared to what I was seeing online. So we'll see if it tastes good. We're going to try it right in just a moment. And before we do that, let me check and see if anyone else in the chat. My lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat. Hi, Chi. Good to see you in the chat. Anyone else on, CM Cinder, I think, is still there. And let's see, anyone else going on in Twitter? Okay, but I'm watching all of this, so don't be afraid to chime in. Join me and chime in. So let's try this wine. Quite dry, very tannic. Quite dry. I'm not expecting, Chianti is a dry wine. But that's the first thing. It's quite tannic. It's kind of medium. It's not really, it's not light. It's not heavy. It's kind of a medium wine. And definitely tastes the blackberries. It tastes, tastes a little tobacco in there. Let's try a little bit more. Tobacco and it's a bit earthy. It's a bit earthy. And it's very dry. Very dry wine. and it's somewhat acidic. So it should go pair pretty well with some of the foods that I have here with this type of wine. So it has a decent finish to it, but it's definitely very, and it's earthy, but it's definitely very, very dry wine. A little drier than I expected, but that's not a bad thing because I like it. A lot of tannins in this wine. So let's try it. Let me set it on one of my Drink with Rick coasters here. And let's try it with the foods. Let's pair it with some food. Let's try it with the, now this is supposed to go good with some meats. You know, Chianti's will go good with things like some grilled meats and things like that. But it also goes good with some pastas, some meaty pastas, actually. It'll go pretty well with. And I have one here. I have this kind of – see if I can cut it on this fork. There we go. From Buca di Beppo. This spaghetti's okay. This spaghetti's pretty good. It brings out the tomato sauce. Let me try it with just the the meatball here. Tomato sauce with the meatball. And we'll try it with that. If I can cut this meatball a little bit. Yeah, here we go. Pour a little bit more of this wine. Meatball's okay. It pairs pretty well with it. It goes really well with it. It actually brings out the flavor in the meatball a little bit, accentuates it a bit. I think that's pretty good. It's fine with spaghetti. Although I'm not surprised. Chianti goes good with a lot of different foods, some pastas, and a spaghetti, probably good ziti, probably be okay with, and pizza. You can have Chianti with pizza. That's fine. So, particularly if you have I don't eat pork, but I turkey pepperoni is good. A pepperoni pizza or something like that would be fine with, I'm sure. But I happen to have this beef summer sausage, so we'll try it with that. Well, this is a beef summer sausage from Hickory Farms. Pretty good, decent. It's okay, a bit spicy, but it's okay. The tannins kind of give it a little extra bite. The tannins give this an extra bite. I'm going to have an extra bite. Yeah, it gives that a little bite. A little sour. Actually, if you pair it with it, it kind of gives it a little sour taste. And I think the wine is maybe a little on the sour side, too. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It just kind of has a little tanginess to it. I think the wine itself has some tanginess to it. But when you have it with the summer sausage like that, something really spicy, it kind of brings out the tanginess a little more. A little sour, not too bad. That's okay. And we're going to try it with the cheeses in just a moment or two. Let me check and see if anything else is going on in the chat. Nothing else really. That's okay. So, CM Cinder says, so that's where the last meatball went. LOL. Yeah, that's, well, no, there's still half a meatball down there somewhere, I think. So you can have that if you want, unless your mom ate it. Okay, let's try it with the cheese. This is a little cheddar from Hickory Farms as well. And I'll pour a little bit more of the wine with that. And it's, it's okay with cheddar. It's okay. Not bad. It's okay. The cheddar is, this is a medium cheddar. If it was really, really sharp, I don't know, but this is a kind of a medium cheddar, and that's okay. Now, let's try it. The big test, let's try it with the Gouda. My favorite Gouda. I haven't had a miss yet with the Gouda. It's okay with the Gouda. I like the Gouda better with, I like it better with the Gouda better with some of the other wines. It's okay. It's okay. It's still not a miss, but I wouldn't call it a direct hit with this Gouda. Or maybe this Gouda is a little bit aged too much in the fridge because I think it's approaching its end of life. But it's not bad. It's not. It really isn't bad. Let me clear my palate with a little cracker. And then we'll continue on. And pour a little bit more. How is everyone doing tonight? I hope everyone's doing well. Excuse me. You know, as you know, I'm sure you know, that yesterday was Valentine's Day. So if there are not a whole lot of people watching this tonight, it's probably because everyone is out doing, taking post Valentine's Day dinners and that sort of thing. Because on Friday nights, yeah, it's a good, it's pretty busy for Valentine's Day. All the restaurants are really, really full. So some people can't get into the restaurant and then they say, well, we're going to do this tomorrow night. We've done that sort of thing before. But we're not really so much into Valentine's Day as we are into our anniversary. And I'm going to get into that in just a few minutes. Because now we're going to get into toasting birthdays and anniversaries. We have some birthdays. I mentioned we have some birthdays coming up. And let's see what anyone else, anything else going on in the chat? No. All right, well, let's go into the birthdays then. I want to toast once again my daughter Tia, whose birthday was the 13th. That was Thursday, and she is a quite a young lady, very, very talented. This is to you, Tia. Happy birthday to my daughter, Tia. And you know what? I'll toast you again just because I'm your dad and I can. Here's to you. Happy birthday. You know, my daughter was born. It was very, very emotional for me because I was there. I was actually there. In the operating room, in the room, and was there when each of my children were born, and was basically the first family member to hold each one of them, and it was a very emotional experience for me, for each of them, and especially for my daughter Tia because it was my firstborn. She was my firstborn, and I just bonded to her immediately. She. It was just the most beautiful thing in the world to me right then and there. And first few days were like, you know, the first night, and I stayed at the hospital with my wife during those couple of days. We had sort of like what they call the was a honeymoon suite or something. They had that like another room where she stayed in, and I stayed right with her and be with Tia and help feed her and that sort of thing. The first night that we stayed there, I sat up with her and read her story. And that continued, that tradition continued with both my daughter and with my son Tommy when he came along later, just about every night since then until they got too old to really read stories to. But I did that for her very first night. I wanted to have a daughter where I could read a story to, and that's what I did. Chi says, happy birthday, Tia and Rick. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chi. We're getting to that in a minute. But I want to say my daughter, Tia, is quite an artist. And as I said before, she's done the artwork for Drink with Rick as well as for my son's podcasts and for some of our other projects and things like that. She's even done some artwork for the company I work for, By Two Way Radios, before, and she's done some things with that in the past. A very, very talented artist, and she takes commissions. If you're a podcaster and you're looking for, for artwork and things like that, you can contact her, and she can do some commissions work for you. So that's my daughter's birthday, and let's see, what else we have here. Other birthdays coming up, because I'll get to the anniversaries in a minute. I have a few other birthdays coming up, excuse me. I want to say happy birthday to my good friend Lloyd Register, very old friend of ours, friend of the families from way, way back, and the father of Tim Register, whom I'm also friends with on Facebook. And Lloyd, I want to say happy birthday to you. This is for Lloyd. Lloyd would advertise at the TV station where I worked at WFL. He would advertise his company, he owned an insurance company. And he would come in, and I would see him there from time to time. But we went to church with the Registers with Lloyd and his family when we were kids. And got to know their family pretty well. And I would say that through the years, we've all gotten older, right, Lloyd? I mean, when I was younger, I never thought, I'm not going to give away your age, but I'm glad you're still around and you're older than me, not too much older than me, but I tell you what, I'm just glad to know you, and I appreciate having you as my friend, and happy birthday to you. I was going to jump the gun here a little bit, so to speak, and talk about my age in relation to Lloyd's, because I was a kid. I mean, I was, you know, his sons and my son were around, you know, we were kids, right? But here I am now. I am older, and we'll get to that in a minute or two. And I never thought about that much when I was a kid. Now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm that age, and I think about that a lot. Think about age a lot. And I felt a little bit earlier when I was coming up the stairs to do this wine stream. Anyway, and I'll talk about that later. Anyway, here's to Lloyd. Happy birthday, Lloyd. And also my cousin, I wanted to give a shout out and a birthday toast to my cousin Bert. Bert Jones, my cousin Bert Jones. And here's to you. Your birthday is, Monday. Monday. Now Lloyd's is tomorrow, Sunday. Bert's is Monday. And here's to you. This is a birthday month. I tell you what, this is a big birthday month for everybody. A lot of birthdays this month. And Bert, this is for your birthday. Happy birthday. And Bert and I go way, way back to when we were little kids. And also, you know, his sister Kathy. Kathy was a couple of years older than me. Bert, I think, was a couple of years younger. I was kind of in between them. But here's to Bert and his dad. His dad, my Uncle Al, really, really, really great guy. really fine person. And he passed away some years ago, and we miss him. We miss him. He was a really cool guy. Anyway, Bert, here's to you once again. Happy birthday. And let's see, who else do we have here? Oh, yeah, a good friend of mine. Good friend of mine, Betsy. Betsy's birthday is coming up here. Betsy Olinger, she's been in the chat. She's been in the wine stream a few times. And Betsy, hers is Tuesday, coming up Tuesday. So here's a happy birthday, Betsy, coming up. And now Betsy's helped my son, Tommy. Now, her son and my son, of course, I think I've mentioned Alex a few times, because Alex is attending up there at Appalachian. And Alex and Tommy go way, way back to when they were little kids. They've known each other since early grade school, and they've been friends for a long, long time. And Betsy's his mom. And so we've known Betsy. We've known their family for a number of years. And they're really, really nice people, really great people. And I want to say that I think Betsy's really, what she does is prepare kids for college. She's kind of like a consultant on getting kids ready for college, to the college age and the college life. And she kind of guides them, and she's really good at what she does, and she's helped my son Tommy out quite a bit. I want to say thank you to Betsy, because she's done a lot of work for him to help him and guide him and getting prepared and getting ready for college, doing everything that he needs to do to get ready for college, for the next level there. And he's done a fine job with it. And I think partly because of that, Tommy was accepted into Appalachian, and we're getting towards that point where he's getting ready to go this coming fall. But she's been very instrumental in helping him with that. And I want to say thank you to Betsy. I want to give a special shout out and a thank you to Betsy for all of her work and for helping Tommy. Really, really, we really appreciate that. We really do. More than you know. More than you won't know. Anyway, for your birthday's coming up. Happy birthday to Betsy. This is to Betsy. And you know what? I'm going to toast you twice, because you're worth it. I appreciate it. Here's to Betsy. And one more birthday coming up, a good special friend of mine. You're all special friends of mine. Every one of my friends are special to me. One more friend that is a special friend of mine, my good friend Rhonda. Ron and I go way back. She's another WOFL alumni. And WOFL, Channel 35 in Orlando, back in the day when I was working there, and I worked there for 12 years. It was a family. It was more like family. We weren't just coworkers or people working together. It was family. And I think of them, I still think of them as family, more than friends. And we worked, everybody worked closely together for a number of years. And it's just the relationships that develop from that. And I value those highly. Ron is a great person, and I really enjoyed working with her. And I want to say, Rhonda, happy birthday to you. And I'll toast you again, too, because, Rhonda, you're worth it. I want to say happy birthday to my good friend Rhonda Poe. Happy birthday, Rhonda. And I do appreciate you and our friendship for a long, long time. I think we got through the birthday, so let's go to the anniversary, because I have one anniversary to toast. And I think I toasted this last week, but I'm going to toast it again because my wife is here. This is a very, very special one for my wife and me. That was yesterday, on Friday, the 14th. This is what I was alluding to earlier. Friday, the 14th, Valentine's Day. 26 years ago is the day that my wife, Chi, and I became married. We were married. Now, originally what happened, I'll tell you a brief story about it. Originally what happened was I had, she'd gone up north. We were dating at the time. She'd gone up north to look at a job at the time. And I had come down sick. I'd come down with I'd come down with mono, and I was pretty sick for a couple of weeks, and pretty much incapacitated. And during that time, I called her up, and I said, you know, I really need your help down here because I'm not doing too well. I just need somebody. I need you here, and she basically said, well, you know, I got this job and everything that I'm going for, And I thought for a minute, and I said, well, if you come down here, I'll marry you. I basically proposed to her over the phone. And she said, okay. She flew back down here, and we got married on February. And she nursed me back to health because that's what she does. She's a nurse, and she's been keeping me going ever since. And if not for my wife, Chi, I don't know if I would have lived this long, as long as I have. She is my everything. And I love you, Chi. And this is to you. Happy anniversary. This is my wife, Chi. Oh, yes. One more time. Okay. This is to Chi. 26 years to my beloved wife. She is absolutely amazing. She really is. And I do appreciate her very much. And more than she knows. But I think she knows. Anyway, so with that, there is one more birthday. I guess we can toast. But, here's the thing. When I was a kid, birthdays were okay. We never really celebrated birthdays that much when I was a kid. And then when I was older, I really never, when I was single, I mean, I wasn't exactly the Mr. Bean type where I would wrap a present up to myself and then give myself a birthday wish and say, here's a present to myself, that sort of thing. It wasn't me. I never really made a big deal of my own birthday. And I still don't. I really don't make a big deal of my birthday. In fact, the older I've become, the more I think, you know, I really don't want to talk about my birthday much because I don't want to remind myself that I'm getting older. I'm thinking, you know what, if I stop having birthdays at, say, 40 years old, then I won't get any older, right? Yeah, that's a nice idea in theory, but that's not the way it works, is it? If only it did. My friend Megan, she posted something earlier telling me happy birthday, and I she said the happy 21st birthday, Rick. And I said, oh, I wish. I'll never see 21 again. I'll never see 51 again. today is my birthday. Okay, today's my birthday. And the only reason I'm really bringing this up is not to focus on me. And I really, really appreciate all of the birthday wishes that I receive from everyone the last couple of days. I really do appreciate them. I thank you very, very much for the birthday wishes. Thank you. And that means a lot to me. It does. It really does. I'm not into toasting myself. Yeah, I'll tell somebody. So, happy birthday to me. Okay, happy birthday to me. But it's because of some things that happened today on my birthday that means a lot to me. First of all, I got a nap. I got a Saturday afternoon nap, and I'll drink to that. That was nice. Took me 3 tries to get a nap, but I got a nap. And at my age, you know, when I was a kid, it's funny, when you're a kid, I can remember when I was a little kid, and my my mom would have us have a little nap time in the afternoon. It was basically to give her a break because there were six of us, right? Or at the time when I was really little, there were like four of us, I think, three or four. And she would she told us, oh, you got to have some nap time. That was basically to give her a little bit of a break so she could get a rest because, you know, she needed one, I'm sure. But I hated nap time. Nap time was, it was just, I was too full of energy and like most kids are, and I just could not take it. I couldn't lie down and take a little nap. It was in the middle of the afternoon. It was so gross. It was just, you know, it's too much to do in the afternoon. And of course, when I went to, I remember kindergarten, first grade, they had put us out on little mats and then make us have a little nap time to give the teachers a break, right? It's supposed to be healthy for the kids, but it's really give the teachers a break, right? Come on, let's be honest. You can't blame the teachers for that. You can't, really. I hated it. It's you know, laying down on the mat, and I was like, I think it was 30 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever it was. We had to lie down, take a nap. It was just, I couldn't deal with that too much. But fast forward, and nowadays at my age, I have to have my nap. You know, at work, sometimes I get that 2:30. You ever get that 2:30 feeling at work? You know, it happens. You know, and I get a little bit of that 2:30 feeling, then I have to go up and have another cup of coffee, and that'll help a little bit. But on the weekends, I have to have my nap. It's just, it's at my age, when you get to be this age, and I'll tell you my age. I'm 61. I'm not afraid. I'm 61 years old. Okay. Today, 61. I was born 1959. At this age, you kind of, nowadays, I look forward to taking an afternoon nap, especially if it's nice and sunny outside and the sun's streaming through the window and it's nice and bright and I can just lay back on the bed or something or on the couch or whatever and just relax. And there's just something comforting and relaxing about that. And, I look forward to that afternoon nap now. And of course, NASCAR season starting tomorrow. And I like NASCAR. I like watching the races. But one of the things I do is sometimes I turn on the race and, you know, if they're just going around and around in the, you know, on the oval track for 2 or 3 hours. I find myself going into nap time on some of that, especially as there's not a whole lot going on. I look forward to that. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow is the kickoff of the 2020 NASCAR season, and that's going to be the Daytona 500 tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. Here's to the Daytona 500. I'll drink to that. And I'll drink to that because I like watching the Daytona 500. I like watching the races, but mostly because I get a nap. So here's to NASCAR and Sunday afternoon naps. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, so having said that about my birthday, the reason I'm bringing that up is because I received some special gifts on my birthday, both of them related to the wine stream. Both of them related to the wine stream and all you folks here. Cinder says, thank you for the toast, Dad. No problem. You're welcome. You're welcome for the toast. And I think I toasted you twice. I think I toasted you last week, too, so that's 3 or 4 times. But thank you, CM Cinder. Rob has joined us in the chat. Rob, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. A little bit late. I tell you what we're drinking. Let me back up a little bit before we go on to what I got for my birthday this year today. But Rob, I'm glad you're here. And please tell me how you're doing. Speak up and say hi. And tonight we're drinking. I'm going to show it to you again just because I can. We're drinking the Vittoria di Samontana. It's a 2018. This is an Italian Chianti, a genuine Italian Chianti. From Italy. 90% Sangiovese and 10% something else. What was it? I have to pull it up again. 10% Canaiolo. Canaiolo? I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm Italian, and I know how to speak the language. How about that? Anyway, so it's pretty decent wine. It's a pretty decent Chianti. I'm liking it so far. In fact, the farther I get down to the bottle, the more I'm liking it. It's a little bit tart. It's a little bit. It wasn't. It was in a cement or what do they call a container. So it wasn't. It's not oaky or anything like that. Although it does have a kind of earthy taste to it. A little bit earthy taste to it, but it's not oaky or anything like that. Very tannic, quite tannic. If you're not into wines with a lot of tannics, it might not be the wine for you, but it's actually, I like it. It's very, very dry for this wine. It's a very dry wine. So if you don't like really dry wines, if you like them more on the medium to sweet side, you might not care for this wine too much, but for the most part, I like dry wines. I'm not a big on sweet wines, and the sweeter they are, the less I want to drink them. But dry, I really like a good dry wine. So I'm happy with this one so far. This is okay. And the best thing about this, Rob, is that and anyone else is just joining us just now. This is an organic wine. The grapes were hand picked, and the fermentation process is a natural fermentation process, which means they don't add more sulfites to it to speed up or to enhance the fermentation process. And with the added sulfites, you get more, you get a higher alcohol content. Now, if you like a wine with a higher alcohol content, this may not be the wine for you. It's 13%, which is fairly high anyway. For alcohol, but this is probably closer to an actual, the 13% posted on this, and I'll show you the back end of it. 13% alcohol by volume. I think that the alcohol content is probably a little bit closer to what's actually on this label than what you see on a lot of other labels, because this is not... this is more of a natural fermentation process. So I think this really makes for a better wine, to be honest. I think it makes for a healthier wine. And we'll go into that in a future wine stream. And I think that it really does make for a healthier wine than some of these other wines that have added, which a lot of them are added sulfites. So with that, let me get back to what I was talking about what I got for my birthday today. And both of these items are related to the wine stream. Now, I don't have I don't really want to pick it up and show it to you, but, I'll show you the other one. I've been using, because this is what I got for I think it was Father's Day last year. This is what I've been using to switch out. Of course, I use for the wine stream, I use an open source program called OBS, or Open Broadcast Software, and OBS Studio is what I use. And to do the switching back and forth, I was using a Stream Deck Mini. As you can see, there's the boxes in the back somewhere over here. A Stream Deck, Stream Deck Mini. And Tommy bought it for me as a gift because I needed it for doing the streams. I was having a little trouble doing manual switching back and forth in OBS in the past. If you've seen the earlier streams, you'll know what I was talking about. But this is what I was using, and it has six. It's really cool. It's really cool. It's got a little display in the back, but it all the icons light up, and I can customize all these icons and switch back and forth between scenes. And it was working fine. It is. It still works. It was working fine, except the problem is it only has six buttons. And I learned quickly after I started really using this, that six buttons was just not enough. I couldn't really do a lot of switching back and forth with just the six buttons. So I sort of outgrew this fairly quickly. And I was looking at getting the full Stream Deck, which has 15 buttons on it. And I was looking at it, and over the holidays, they had one for $99. They were selling it for $99 on Amazon. And I thought about getting it, but then I thought, well, there are other things I really need to get more. And plus, you know, I was going to give, I wanted to give my family nice gifts and things like that for the holidays, and maybe try to save a little money too in the process. And I wanted to have some cash to buy really nice gifts for all of, for you watching the stream that I could give away on the wine stream every week. And that's what I want to do. So rather than buy the full stream deck, essentially I spent it on you, giving away the gifts and things like that. So I really didn't have the budget to go buy a full stream deck. And of course, that holiday price ended after the holiday, so it was back up to the regular price. And I thought, well, you know, I'll wait on that because I'll just work with the 6-button one for a while. And yeah, it was working, but you know, it was a little cumbersome. As you could tell from some of the streams, sometimes I'd have trouble calling some stuff up because I'd have to go in and manually into OBS, make go in and switch some stuff over on screen on the computer, and sometimes that didn't work out too well. And if you watch the streams, you can tell. But today, for a gift, my family, Tan, Tom, and Chi, they gave me a full stream deck for my birthday. I was surprised. I was not expecting this. It was a great gift, and I just when I really, really needed it. And this thing's sitting right here, and it's got, I don't want to lift it up here at the moment, but it has 15 buttons on it. I programmed most of them. I'm telling you what, I'm using this. I'm getting the full, pretty much. I've got 2 free buttons right now, but I've got 13 buttons active, and I want to use all of them. I'm going to try to use most of them tonight. But this is a lifesaver here for the stream because it saves me a lot of trouble. I spent a good part of the afternoon setting it up and, you know, getting it all set up for tonight's stream, and it is operating fine. A couple little things about it that I have to look into and see how to take care of that. But for the most part, it is really awesome. This thing is really awesome. And I'm hoping that it'll really advance the stream and make your experience with the stream much, much better. And Gordon's joined us in the chat, and Tim has joined us in the chat. Tim, it's great to see you. It's always great to see you. And how are you and your wonderful, talented daughter doing? Tim, of course, is an old friend of mine, another WOFL alumni. And Tim, you know, I just earlier this evening, I just toasted Rhonda's birthday. Rhonda's birthday's coming up. Rhonda Poe, her birthday's coming up later on this week. So I gave her a nice toast. And Gordon's in the chat. Gordon, it's great to see you. It's always good to see you, my friend Gordon. And Gordon, of course, is our expert on trademark and copyright law for podcasters. He's our legal expert on that. And Gordon, I'm looking forward to seeing you at PodFest. We gotta sit down and chat a little bit because I think we need to talk about some recent developments. I'm not going to go into here tonight, but some recent developments going on in the podcast space that are pretty interesting. Gordon says, "Hi, Rick. Where are you talking about the Elgato Stream Deck? I've been wanting one." Yes, I have, Gordon. And as a matter of fact, I was just talking about that. I was talking about how, you know, my son Tommy gave me the Stream Deck Mini last year. I quickly outgrew it because, and that was making it a little cumbersome because I needed more than 6 buttons to really do the stream. And then for my birthday today, my family surprised me with a full Stream Deck. And I was not expecting this at all. The full Stream Deck, and I've got 13 of the 15 buttons already used, so you can tell how much I really needed that. But I've got them all. I've got 13 of those 15 buttons programmed. I know I'm going to get the other 2 for next week. But this has been great. This has just been great so far. And Tim says, "Hi, Rick. Good choice on the Stream Deck." Yeah, Tim. Hi, Tim. It is. And really, my family got this for me, and I really appreciate them for that. That was a great, great gift. Gordon says, "Happy birthday." Thank you, Gordon. Happy birthday. The birthday wishes from you are very well appreciated and well received. I thank you very, very much for that. And I'm starting to feel my age because, as I mentioned earlier on the chat, as I was going upstairs, I was looking forward to working out tomorrow because I need to lose some weight again. I want to get back in shape in time for PodFest in a few weeks. But I was running up the stairs to go get ready for this, and as I just felt something pop a little bit in the back of my, the fold there in the back of my leg. And I thought, oh, and then the pain, and I thought, oh, man, I pulled something. So I'm definitely feeling my age tonight. That's not a good start to 61, is it? So anyway, that was the first gift that I got from my family, from GNT and Tommy. And the other gift that I got, let me check Twitch just for a second. Okay, we're good on Twitch. The other gift I got, very, very special gift, really, really touched me. You got to see this. Well, you can see it right now in the back. It's behind me. But I'm going to grab it because I want you to get I want you to see this up close. My daughter Tia made this for me. And let me get a close-up on this. Here we go. This is she painted this. Yeah, there we go. It's right set up. She painted this for me for the set of the wine stream, for the set of Drink with Rick. And as I mentioned before, she is a very talented artist. And she doesn't do a whole lot of oil painting and stuff, although I think this was an acrylic that she did. But she does a lot of other different kind of art. She does a lot of drawing. She's been doing some animation, and she's really good at that, actual animation. And she's been doing some stuff in Blender, doing some 3D rendering, which is amazing. But she made this for me for my birthday. And it just says, as soon as I saw this, I was so impressed, but I was also really, really touched by this. I was just, and the thing is, whenever she makes something for me anyway, it's always special. But this, I thought, was especially special. I love this. And I'm going to keep it up here. I'm not sure exactly if I'm going to keep it right here. It's going to be around here somewhere. Here we go. But I'm going to keep it right here on the set. And that's special. It really is. And thank you, Tia. Once again, I want to toast my daughter, Tia, whose birthday was a couple of days ago on the 13th, and Thursday. And I want to say happy birthday to you, Tia. Thank you very, very much. This is a very special gift. Is my daughter Tia. I do appreciate that. So Gordon says, I hear that wine is good for those symptoms. Yeah. Well, we're going to find out, Gordon, because when I get up from here, Chi was telling me earlier that I should be stretching my leg, and I haven't really done that because I don't have the room to do it down here so much. But when I get up from here, it's either going to be really, really sore or it's going to be really, really relaxed. I don't know. We're going to find out because I'm getting I'm just about halfway through this bottle. But it should be pretty – it should be okay. I was planning on getting on the elliptical tomorrow to work out. I don't know if that's going to happen. And honestly, this is not an excuse to my wife who's watching. It's not an excuse to say that I can't do the elliptical and I can't mow the lawn tomorrow. But I'm just saying it surprised me going up the stairs and just feeling that little pop. It's just something I got to take a look at. But maybe some wine and a good night's rest. I think Gordon might be onto something, Gordon. You might be. I hope so, because I really don't want to have an issue like that. I had an issue like that before when I had my computer store in Altamont Springs in Florida years and years ago. Was across the street. Across the street was the post office, and this was across the street from Highway 436, Cimarron Boulevard. Really, really super busy road. And Gordon, if you're in that area, you know, you probably know the road. Anyone, I know Phil does, Tim does, knows 436 pretty well, Cimarron, and it's super busy road. I know it's gotten a lot busier over the years, but when I had my store in Altamont Springs, there was a stoplight little bit over from where my store was, and then I would cross the street to go ship out and mail some stuff from time to time because the post office was conveniently across the street. I didn't need the postman to stop and pick up packages from my store because I could just walk over there and do it. It's not a big deal. Well, the thing is, though, I'd have to close my store down while I went across the street because I was a one-man band. Pretty much. So I'd close the store, go across the street, do my business at the post office, and then head on back. Now, one particular time, I was waiting to cross the street, and I think the light was a little on the short side at the time, so I had to kind of sprint across the street pretty quick. So when the light changed, I started sprinting across the street. I got halfway across the intersection, and I felt this huge, and I heard it too, a pop down in my leg, in my calf, and it just crippled. I just doubled over right there in the middle of the street, and I had to pretty much drag myself across the street, and the light had already changed, but I was able to drag myself across the street before all the traffic went by, and it was extremely painful. I popped a ligament or something back there, just sprinting across the street. And it surprised me. And so I was on crutches for a few weeks after that. And that really hampered my ability to service my customers because I was hobbling around everywhere. And if I was doing any, I think I had to not do any on-site work for a while because I couldn't really get around so well on the crutches. But, that was not fun. That was not fun. Anyway, hopefully it's anything nearly like that. But, of course, I'm a lot older now than I was back then. I'm at least 15, 20 years older than that now. So hopefully I can recover quickly. So hopefully it's nothing serious. Let's see. Anything going on Twitch? No, nothing much. Okay. So we're back to Facebook. Anyway, so I wanted to mention real quick that the National Days. We're going to toast the National Days here. I want to mention real quick that there are a couple of National Days that I was interested in toasting here. Let me pull those up. And that's coming up. Today is the 15th. 15th is National Gumdrop Day. And Singles Awareness Day and National Wisconsin Day. Well, we'll toast Wisconsin. It's one of the 50 states, right? It's one of the great 50 states of the Union. We'll toast that. Here's to all three of those days. And February 16th, which is tomorrow, is National Almond Day. I'm not big on almonds. You like almonds? I'm not big on almonds myself, really. I mean, Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. I don't like coconut either, so neither one of those chocolate bars is is one of my favorites. I like Reese's. But National Almond Day, there's almond milk. I've never tried almond milk either, so yeah, I'll toast it, whatever. Some people like almond milk. How do you get almond milk? How do you milk an almond? I'm not even going there. No, I'm not even going there. Milking an almond. Almond milk. It's just, that's not milk. That's not milk. Okay, they call it silk, right? They call it silk? Something like that? Never tried it. National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. That's tomorrow. National Do a Grouch a Favor Day. Any grouches out there, do them a favor. I really don't know what that means. Do a grouch a favor day. Okay. In February 17th, this is where I'm getting to here. February 17th is National Random Acts of Kindness Day. I think that's definitely worth toasting. I think everyone should do some random acts of kindness. And you know, the whole pay it forward thing is intriguing to me, and I like that concept of paying it forward. But National Random Acts of Kindness Day, not expecting anything in return, completely selfless, just doing something nice for people. And I think we need more of that in this world. We need a lot more of that. So here's to National Random Acts of Kindness Day. It's also National Cabbage Day. I like cabbage, especially the green kind that you can spend cabbage. They call it lettuce, too. And they did back in the day. I'm 61 years old, so I guess that tells you. I'm familiar with all those terms. Lettuce, cabbage, greenbacks. National Cabbage Day and President's Day, which is the third Monday in February. Here's to days on February 17th. Now, let's get to February 18th. Now, this is what I was getting to. February 18th is National Battery Day. That wasn't really what I was going for. But National Battery Day, I don't know that much about it, to be honest. It's a National Battery Day. I guess we're talking about regular power cells, batteries. You know, batteries have enabled us to really become more mobile and more... without batteries, there's a lot that we couldn't do. Without batteries, we couldn't even start our cars and keep them running. Without batteries, there's so much that we couldn't do. Solar power, if we didn't have batteries, we wouldn't really have solar power to speak of, because the solar cells that they collect in the batteries, so you have power when there's no sun. Without that, the solar power would not be a very practical thing to have. Without batteries, of course, we wouldn't have things like the two-way radios and things like that, emergency weather radios in the case of emergencies. It would be so much. Here's a National Battery Day. I'll drink to National Battery Day. Weather radio is important. You know, we've talked about weather radios a lot. Of course, we have a promo code. Wine Show, if you want to purchase a weather radio, emergency weather radio, or any weather radio from buy2wayradios.com, you can use the promo code Wine Show. That's WINESHOW, and that will give you 5% off the purchase of a radio. And for full disclosure, I work for buy2wayradios. I'm the product manager for buy2wayradios. By the way, if you haven't seen the site, it's buy2wayradios.com, buy2wayradios.com, and you can purchase any kind of radios there. But that's who I work for, and yeah, we sell batteries too. So here's a National Battery Day. Then there's National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day. I'm not really into crab, but I had a weird dream about eating seafood last night, which was really strange. And I'm not going to go into that. It was just strange. But seafood, not a big seafood lover. But then it was a two-parter thing. It was like I was tasting seafood and I was tasting steak. And the steak part was okay. The seafood I didn't care for. Those are the kind of dreams I have about food. I dream about food. Okay, but here's what I was getting at. February 18th is National Drink Wine Day. Here's the National Drink Wine Day, and I will definitely drink to that. February 18th is National Drink Wine Day. I'm putting emphasis on that, on the National Drink Wine Day part. And I will probably open up a bottle of wine and celebrate National Drink Wine Day when it comes up on February 18th. Here's to National Drink Wine Day. I was waiting for that day to pop up. It's not an excuse. It's a reason to drink wine, right? And I think that's got it for the national days. So, let's see. Anyone else? Add Me Friend is in Twitch, and he says, looking slim, pimp. Thank you. Thank you. And how are you doing? Add Me Friend 1. I hope your day's going well. Tell me what you're drinking, or tell me what you'd like to be drinking, or would you like to see me drinking? As long as it's wine. More beer. Yeah, it's okay. And anything else going on Facebook here? And you know, I would also like to I was actually going to touch up a little bit of my own history here, but I don't want to go too long in the stream tonight. It's getting late, but because it is, because it is my birthday, I was going to touch up a little bit on some of my own history because it was brought up. We have a Facebook group for WOFL alumni, and someone in the Facebook group started this this thing about well, what have you been doing since you left WOFL, and what, you know, how have you been able to catch up on things that you've been doing, oh, the years since between the time that you left WOFL and between now, and everyone's been posting their stories, and I have yet to post mine. But it got me to thinking a little bit because today was my birthday and I'm 61 years old. And I'm kind of looking back. You know, the older you get, the more you start to reflect a little bit on, okay, what have I done in my life? What has been my legacy in life? And what do I want to do moving forward? Because I look back on my life and I know I've lost friends and relatives. And here I am still alive right now. And you never know when your time is up. You never know. And you start thinking about stuff like that the older you get. And I'm not doing this to put a downer on anything. I'm not doing this to be negative or to depress anybody. But it's just stuff you think about as you get older. You know, you start looking back and you say, okay, have I done enough in my life to provide meaning to it? What am I going to leave behind? If something happened to me tomorrow, what would be my legacy? What will I have accomplished that will help other people, that will have a last, that will mean something to the world? And I do think about that a lot. And I don't do enough. I really don't do enough of that sort of thing. I need to start doing more of that. And a lot of people have their New Year's resolutions on January 1st and New Year's, but I'm doing mine on my birthday because I want to set some goals for myself for the next few years. And I don't know how much longer I'll be around. Hopefully a long time, but who knows? But I want to make the most of the time that I have left. That includes nap time, by the way. But I want to make the most of the time that I have left, and I want my life to have some purpose and meaning. And then I look back and I think, okay, what have I accomplished so far in my life? And in some ways, I look back at my life and said, you know, I've done a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of different things in my life. But on the other hand, I look at, you know, compare my life to the lives of some other people, and I'm thinking, well, there are other people that have done some great things in their lives, accomplished a lot. And, take, for instance, Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant passed away about a week ago. And to think about all the things that he accomplished in his life, you know, he'd done a lot of different things. I mean, of course, he was a star basketball player and all that, but he's done a lot of different things beyond that. And he left behind in his short lifespan quite a few things that he's done, good things for people, and accomplished quite a few things. And it's sad because you think of how much more he could have accomplished if he would still be with us. But the fact that he was with us for a period of time, and accomplished so much, I think that's a lot. He lived for the short life that he had. It was a full life, such as, you know, as short as it was. The same thing with my nephew, who we lost a couple of years ago, and a close nephew, he passed away way too young, left behind two young children and a young wife, but he left behind a lot of people who loved him, and he had done a lot of things for a lot of people, and he left behind a legacy that I think is going to be remembered for a long, long time. Well, what are people going to remember me for? I don't know. I look back and I think, okay, the stuff that I did, a lot of it for myself, a lot of it from just going from one thing to another. And I'm thinking, well, what have I done that's really been meaningful to really impact the lives of others in a positive way? And I'd like to hope that this wine stream impacts people in a positive way. You wouldn't know from the comments I got last week, from one of the comments I got last week. I read it last week. But aside from that, one of the purposes of this wine stream is to have all my friends together, to bring my friends together, and make this more of a instead of a divisive kind of world, more of a world where people have a common a reason to just come together, put aside their common differences and things like that, and just celebrate celebrate the human experience. You know what I mean? And I don't know that this is really having an impact or not on anybody. I don't. And if it is, it's probably a very, very minuscule one. But I'm looking back in my life and thinking, what have I done that's really impacted the lives of others in a positive way, that's really helped people? And what more than myself? And what can I do moving forward where I can fix that, to make that better, to leave behind a legacy of that's more positive? And I think in the next year or two, I think I'm going to try and focus more on that, and not so much on myself, but on doing things for others, and with no interest in any reciprocation, but more on just making things better for the world, making things better for everyone else. And I think that's what I really want to do. And I think that's a goal that I want to shoot for. But like Gordon, my friend Gordon, he does a thing where he has and Gordon, you're in the chat there. You do your grateful, your gratitude challenge, and what you're grateful for every day. And I think that's a very positive thing. It's a very good thing, and it's a positive thing. And, I think that is something to aspire to do that sort of thing, to do more of that. And what you're doing is good there, Gordon. And like I say, I toast you for that. Keep it up. But I need to do something more along those lines. Not more self-focused, but focused on others. One of the reasons I say that is because, my dad, I don't like to talk about my dad too much, but my dad, he was the kind of person who was very self-focused, very narcissistic person, very self-focused person. And he could be generous. He could be very generous sometimes, but only if it benefited him, if it was on his whim, and if it benefited him. And I told myself early on, I said, I don't want to be like my dad. Now, when I was a little kid growing up, I admired my dad, even though he terrified me sometimes. But I admired him. But as I got older, I decided I do not want to be like my dad. I don't want to be like him at all. I want to be better than that. And that's what I instill in my kids. I tell my daughter Tia and my son Tommy, and I've told them since they were very young, because Tommy, when he was a kid, he used to say all the time, Dad, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. And I would say, Tommy, I don't want you to be just like me. I want you to be better than me. I want you to be better than me. And I tell Tia the same thing. I want you to be better than me. I'm a flawed human being, like we all are. Not perfect. But I am hoping that my children, I see in my children, the aspirations and the dreams that I've had that were never really fulfilled, that I think that my kids, and I think most parents are like that. They see in their children, they see themselves in the children, the dreams and aspirations that they never achieved, but they want their kids to have. And I want that for my kids too. I do. But more than just that, I want them to build upon the ethical and the moral obligation that this isn't about them. It's about more than them. It's about everyone. It's about you know, this isn't about me. As I say in the wine stream all the time, this isn't about me, and it's not. And it's about the wine a little bit, because we are tasting some wine and pairing with foods and things like that. We have a chat, but it's not about me. This is about us, you and me, all together. And I want to instill those values in them. I don't think that I don't think these days a lot of people have those kind of values anymore. And I want my kids to, you know, I want those values to be preserved somehow with my kids. And I'm hoping that that's having an impact on them. I hope so. I think it is. But I really need to walk the walk myself, and I need to lead by example. I can't sit there and tell them to lead a better life when I'm not. So I need to start leading a better life, and that's what I want to do from here on out. I want to lead a better life and set the example that that I aspire my kids to be, and. That's pretty much it. That's not really a rant, and I usually do my rant, but that's not really a rant. But it's just something. It's a goal I have, the goal I've set. Anyway, that's pretty much it for tonight. I think we're at the time to close it up, and I just want to say thank you for being here with me tonight. I really do appreciate you. I want to thank. Everyone who's joined me in the chat tonight, of course, Frosty, I want to thank you for being here, and my wonderful wife, G, she's just the greatest. You're the greatest, G. Rob, I want to thank you for being here with me tonight. And Tim, I wish you the best, and your daughter also, your family. Join me again next week as well. Gordon, it's always great to see you in the chat. And I appreciate your input and your well wishes. I do thank you. I that means a lot to me. It does. All of you and my daughter Tia, CM Sender, thank you for being here with me. And Tommy, thank you for checking in. And yeah, you know, I appreciate you too. I appreciate everyone in the chat. Lord Thorir is. You know, now of course, I'm sorry. I got off my rant, so I kind of got off Twitch a little bit. I'm sorry. But we have had people joining us in the chat. IB Zach says, happy birthday, Rick. IB Zach, thank you. I really do appreciate that. And Millicast says, happy birthday. And Millicast, thank you. Thank you very much. Happy birthday. And the Dan Dangler, happy birthday. And thank you, Dan. I'm really humbled by the birthday wishes. I'm really humbled by this because it really, I wasn't trying to make a big deal about my own birthday because, like I said, this isn't about me. Lord Thorir says, yeah, happy birthday. And I really, really do appreciate that. Lord Thorir says, I can't talk anymore. I might be the wine. Thor says, you still got many years to go. And Millicast says, let's drink. And Lord Thorir says, I'll stay at least until you look in the chat once. Well, I'm in the chat. I'm sorry. I got off on my tangent there and I forgot to check on the chat. My apologies. To everyone there. I did it again. I've done that once before, and I'm embarrassed about that. IB Zach says, you and me. And IB Zach says, is this a recording? No, it's not a recording. This is live. Add Me Friend 1 says, this is live. And Lord Thorir says, what about us? Yes. IB Zach, I'm still here. I apologize. That's my fault. See, I'm getting off to a bad start on my resolution here, aren't I? I really should be in all the chats checking out. Up to Chain JKR7 says, happy birthday. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And IB Zach says, nice to spend this time with you, Rick. Look, IB Zach, it's great that you're here. Look, I am glad you are here in the chat. Dan Dangler, IB Zach, Millicast, Lord Thorir, add me friend one. I am glad you're here and joining me in the chat. I do appreciate having you here to not so much to celebrate, but because this really isn't about my birthday once again. It's just about getting together and just having a good time and just hanging out. And once again, I don't want to go into my thing again, but my spiel, but I feel like there isn't enough of this sort of thing in the world anymore. There really isn't. With all the division, this is why we don't talk about politics and we don't talk about religion. Two topics that get just split people up, that divide them up in this day and age, especially politics and religion. A couple other things too, a couple other social things that go on. But for the most part, these are things that divide us. And I don't think that it's very helpful. It's not helpful to us as a society. It's not helpful to us as a world. I think that if we find more things that are common to all of us, that we can all come together on, I think that's a more positive thing. And wine is one of those things. Like, for instance, tonight we've been drinking, as I mentioned before, I'm going to throw this up again. Tonight we've been drinking the Vittorio di Samentana. 2018 Italian wine, and this is a natural wine. This is not this is not infused with a lot of added sulfites and things like that. It's a natural natural fermentation. It's a natural natural grown wine. It's organic, and this is the kind of wine that I can heartily recommend. We tried it. We opened it up. We paired it with some food. And it goes pretty well with most of it. Just to recap, it goes pretty well with the spaghetti and the meatballs that came from Buca di Beppo. It goes okay with the cheddar cheese because it's a medium cheddar. It's okay with the Gouda, the Trader Joe's Gouda. It might be a little on the sour side if you pair it with the beef summer sausage or something really, really spicy. It might be a little bit sour for you on that because it's very tannic. It's a very, very dry wine. It's very tannic. It goes okay with crackers. That's a neutral thing to have with it. But it's actually overall, I can recommend this. I like Chianti's anyway, and I like dry wine. So this is a very dry Chianti wine, and it's not really bold. It's not really light. It's just kind of a medium kind of wine. It's a sort of a medium bodied wine. I didn't see a lot of sediment in this wine, so it's still probably a little young in the bottle. But I think if you keep it around, give it a few months, and then open it again, it'll probably be just perfect. It's not bad now. It's actually a pretty decent wine. IB Zach says, are you a sommelier? If so, for how many years? No, I am not a sommelier. In fact, if you go back and look at my go to drinkwithrick.com and look at my bio, I'm just an everyman that likes to drink wine. The reason I do this is because 99% of us are not sommeliers. And it's fine to listen to recommendations from a sommelier or from a wine expert. And there's so many of them out there, right? But most of the rest of us, when we drink a wine, we want something we're going to like. People are going to have their own taste. Everyone has their own taste in wine. And just because a sommelier or a so-called wine expert says, or a wine reviewer says, oh, this is a great wine, this is not a great wine, doesn't mean that you're going to like the wine. I'm just an everyman trying the wine. And I'm telling you, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. Your tastes are going to vary, but there's a pretty good chance that your tastes are not going to be too far off from mine, because we're not. We're just people that like to drink wine. They like to enjoy a good wine. And everyone has their preference for wine. I prefer reds. Some people prefer whites. My brother-in-law, Tom, he prefers whites, and my sister prefers reds, which is okay. My wife prefers whites. Some people prefer sweet over dry. Everyone has a preference. But most everybody is just a regular person drinking wine, and a lot of people just don't know what to get when they go shopping for wine. And they just want something that they feel is going to work for what they're doing, what they're eating with. And so I try pairing the wine with some common foods that a lot of people are going to eat. And then I tell them, okay, well, this tastes okay to me. This doesn't taste okay to me. It's just a general guide for wine. Lord Thorier says, nice picture. Cool that you show the wine close up. I appreciate that. He says, is there a wine that doesn't go with crackers? You know what? I don't think there really isn't. Well, maybe, I don't know, Mad Dog? I don't drink that stuff, so I don't know. Old Mogan Dave, and I don't know. Lord Thoria says, that's a cool channel concept. Thank you. Now, Rian Mims joins the chat. Thanks for joining us in the chat. And Obtain JKR7 has also joined the chat. Rian Mims says, it's my dad's birthday too. Well, happy birthday to your dad. Rian Mims' dad's birthday. We'll drink to that. Happy birthday to your dad. It's Ryan Mims, isn't it? Ryan Mims, happy birthday to your dad. And Ryan Mims says, Rick's on the sauce. Well, I like to cap it when it gets halfway down the bottle. And it's about halfway down the bottle now, so I think we're going to cap this. We're going to close this up for the night. It's going a little bit later than I planned. We usually try to keep this to about 80, 90 minutes, but went a little bit farther. It wasn't much happening on Twitch. That's why I pulled away from Twitch for a while. I was looking at Facebook and YouTube. And then all of a sudden it just heated up and everybody got in the chat. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you're here tonight and hanging out with me. We do this every week. We're going to close up now because I'm at the halfway, a little below the halfway point in the bottle. Of course, it's my birthday, so I can look a little farther down the bottle than usual. But once again, we've been drinking the Vittoria di Samontana 2018. And I purchased mine at winestore-online.com for $15, $14.99. And they're great people over there. This is locally in Charlotte. But you can get it around. I think they have it around the country. A few places have it. Not a whole lot of reviews on this. So I think mine is probably one of the few reviews, at least the few everyman reviews that are available out there at the moment. Which is okay, but it goes okay with, it actually goes, probably would be okay with grilled meats. It goes fine with the spaghetti and meatballs. I don't know if I just have a straight meat sauce, but with the meatballs, I think it'd be fine with, some of the cheeses, cheddar. I want to try with the mozzarella, but we didn't really have a good mozzarella, tonight, to pair it with. And it goes, Alex said it's a little bit spicy sausage, but that I tried. That was a Hickory Farms beef summer sausage, but it's okay. Pretty much in general, it goes okay with the Gouda, Trader Joe's creamy Gouda. I haven't had a miss with that yet, and I've tried it with a lot of different wines. But it is it's actually a pretty good Chianti. I love Chiantis anyway. So I'm not surprised that this turned out to be pretty decent, but the fact that it's organic and it's naturally fermented, I really like that, and I think I'm going to buy more of this. This is going to be good. At $15 a bottle, which is what I paid for it, I just think it's worth the price. Definitely worth the price. The highest I've seen for it is around $20 a bottle, a little over $20, but I paid $15 for it, $14.99, winestore-online.com. Lord Thorier says, sleep well, Rick. Thank you, Lord Thorier. Here's to you also. Sleep well and have a great tomorrow. It's pretty much almost tomorrow now. I want to thank you for joining me for my birthday. Everyone who joined me for my birthday, thank you very much. It was a nice, and I appreciate the nice gifts, the new Stream Deck for my family, and what my daughter made this really, really nice. She painted that herself. Really nice. I'm going to keep that in the back there. Or I'm going to put it up here somewhere prominently. So it's prominently displayed on the set of Drink with Rick every Saturday night. You can catch this on the backside. You can catch this after the fact and the rewind, I should say, on YouTube Drink with Rick. You can catch the rewind on this. You can also go to the website drinkwithrick.com and you can watch the recordings from the stream. We do the podcast. This comes out in podcast form. The podcast comes out at Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern every Monday. The podcast version of this show at drinkwithrick.com, and of course we're all over the place. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, blueberry.com, everywhere where you can pick up a podcast, Spotify, that sort of thing, everywhere you can pick it up after the fact. You can subscribe there too. As a matter of fact, you can subscribe here. Go to drinkwithrick.com and you can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcatcher, on your favorite player, or on your favorite platform at drinkwithrick.com, and you can catch it every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, and you can also contact me, Rick at Savoia Media, Rick at SavoiaMedia.com. The wine stream every Saturday night, 10 p.m. right here on Twitch, at Drink with Rick on Twitter. We do it live on Twitter, live on YouTube, and live on Facebook, and on our Facebook page at Drink with Rick. Please join me again next week. We're going to have a couple of things to open up. I want to try this. This is a very interesting Cabernet that I picked up, and very, very inexpensive. We're going to try that out. I'm usually not much for some of the sub $5 wines, but actually this is a $6 wine. And that I like good $6 wine. If we'll talk about it next week. I have a lot to say on that, but we'll cover that next week. Anyway, thank you once again for joining me on the stream. I want to thank Dan Dangler, Admi Friend One, IB Zach, Millicast, Lord Thorier, let's see, who else has joined me in? Admi Friend One, let's see, I got that. And who else? Obtained JKR7, Ryan Mims, and everyone else who's joined me there on Twitch. I also want to thank CM Cinder, and I want to thank everyone who's joined me on Facebook. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, Frosty, Rob, Tim, Gordon. I want to thank all of you for being with me here tonight, and I do appreciate each and every one of you. Join me here again next week for another edition of the Saturday Night Wine Stream. I want you to have a safe week. Don't drink and drive, please. Do not drink and drive. This is not Drunk with Rick. This is Drink with Rick. Please drink responsibly. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive. You know, that's a pet peeve with me. Do not drink. Do not text and drive. I want everyone to have a great week and a safe week. I want you to join me here again next week so we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.